KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kanine, and it's 9:02. Nome Public Schools 5th and 6th graders are behind in reading. According to preliminary scores for the first of three MAP assessments this year, 82% of 5th graders and 92% of 6th graders are below proficiency in reading. The results of the MAP testing from grades 1 through 6 at the Nome Elementary School were shared last night at the Board of Education work session. The current 6th grade class was followed through spring of 2012 and into fall of 2012. This testing is meant to assist the Board of Education's strategic plan. Sixth grade teacher Keith Conger expressed his concern as a teacher and as a parent regarding the issue of classroom size for fifth and sixth graders. With a total of 30 students in his own class, he says that lowering the number of students per teacher could improve reading and writing proficiency. In a letter to the board, Conger stated that another certified teacher is needed for the group.
It's a big job. I don't believe that the kids are getting adequately served, even with a teacher of 27 years of experience who's kind of got his figured out what to do with the sixth grade reading program.
Conger stated that fifth and sixth grades are vital times to prepare students to stay in school and move upward toward graduation. The next Board of Education meeting will be held November 13th. Alaska Natives from the North Slope are meeting with the Obama administration this week. APRN's Peter Granitz reports they hope to sway administration officials to support subsistence rights in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. In August, Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar announced the department's intent to keep half of the NPRA off limits to oil and gas exploration. That followed a public comment period, and the final ruling from Salazar is expected in November. It's a ruling that many on the North Slope can live with, though people like Joseph Sage would rather not see any development in the largest parcel of federal land.
To know that there are plans to have development in the NPRA itself. It's just, I would say, a stab in the heart. I hate to see it happen.
Sage is a whaling captain and also the wildlife director for the native village of Barrow. He's in Washington telling congressional staff and the administration that he wants to pass down a subsistence lifestyle. He wants his kids to do the same just as his parents and grandparents did. Sage calls both the NPRA and the Arctic Ocean sanctuaries, breeding grounds for the animals that feed his family. He says seal hunting will never be the same because of the increased vessel traffic in the Arctic Ocean due to offshore exploratory drilling.
That one day we counted four ships. And two of them were for, I think they were support ships for the drilling rigs, and the others were transportation rigs.
And he worries what increased traffic related to drilling in the NPRA would mean for the caribou herds. In D.C. with Sage is Lillian Stone. Both they say their villages are full of people who welcome the change, who welcome the cash flow from oil, the education, and the infrastructure developments. Stone is a teacher at the school in Anaktuvik Pass, all grades K through 12, 107 students in all. Her village is 80 miles outside the NPRA, where food grows and her family hunts. Stone says she's surprised that the Alaska delegation pushes for more drilling in the NPRA. In Stone's words, at Alaska Natives' expense.
I'm sad that they would not even put an ounce of fight in for us or to even understand, especially coming from Alaska. They've been there, they've lived there, and they know that we live off the land and this is our way of life. That, I guess, it boggles my mind.
If the Department of Interior finalizes its decision to lock down half of the reserve, oil and gas production will still proceed. There's a lease sale in Anchorage in 2 weeks. An Alaska Native Language Preservation Initiative has been established at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Northwest Campus. Program Development Managers Barb Amarok and Carol Gales at the Northwest Campus they've been in coordination with the UAF Alaska Language Institute in Fairbanks. The university is working to establish language courses for community members to study and share. Amarok says that preserving languages is a critical issue.
There are several publications out of the Alaska Native Language Center that show that we're at a critical time. We've been in a critical time for several years with native languages. There are fewer and fewer fluent speakers in each language and dialect. it's a very good time to avoid any further complete loss of languages and dialects.
Amarok emphasizes the importance of studying and preserving dialects even while having busy lives.
Actually, most of the students that take university courses through Northwest Campus have full lives with jobs and children and grandchildren. We all multitask.
The Northwest Campus is also looking for adjunct professors like Bernadette Yayuk Alvana Stimple, who was appointed to the new Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council last Thursday. To learn more about the UAF's language initiative and how you can help preserve Alaska Native dialects, listen to Profiles today after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. The old Ween building on Front Street in Nome is now at the monofill. Yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, demolition of the historical building began. Nome City Manager Josie Banky said during the demolition that the city's abatement efforts began a year ago, and demolition of Nome's unsightly buildings continues with the old Ween building.
A lot of residents have felt that this Ween building has been an eyesore for many years. I know some residents may feel a little bittersweet because of the historical significance of the building in Nome's aviation history, but I think this is cause for celebration today.
The city of Nome did a comprehensive survey with residents in 2010. Banky says the Ween building came down as a result of that survey.
You know, after we completed our comp plan, you know, the residents of this community spoke and they wanted Nome cleaned up. So we thought this was a perfect opportunity to begin our efforts.
What was known as the old Ween building was built as Ween offices. Ween Airline was created in 1927 by Noel Ween in Nome. The airline was shut down in 1984 when the company was sold and liquidated for profit. Ween Alaska Air was known as the second oldest airline in American history. The building Noel Ween built as corporate offices most recently was sold to Nome business owner Mark Sackett for $1. The property belongs to a Mr. Boucher. What will happen to the property on Front Street is not yet known. What is known is that the old Ween building is now at the monofill. Two other buildings have been abated by the city of Nome, and one building's demolition will take place soon. The Nome Police Department, the Nome Volunteer Fire Department, and the building inspector have recommended another 16 buildings in Nome for abatement. The price of gold in New York is down $1.20 an ounce to $1,707.50. An ounce of silver is up 18 cents to $31.95. It's currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.